The Guardian.
My name's Karen Boyce-Dawson. I'm a director of DOSH. DOSH is a not-for-profit organisation that supports people with financial advocacy. DOSH is also part of the Theory Group that supports people with learning disabilities, so our perspective and our learning has been as a result of working with people with learning disabilities. What we pitched for today was the Dragon's help in setting up a code of practice, standards, guidelines for financial advocates working with people. We really do want their expertise and their contacts and their guidance in setting up a steering group to help us formulate those codes. And a bit of money, obviously, for also the project, because it will take some money to do it. The reason it's important is that there's an awful lot of organisations and individuals out there like DOSH doing financial advocacy and giving people support with their money, who are working at the moment without any sort of sense of clear direction and guidance. And many of them, like us, are trying to do it in a really person-centred way and give really good help to people make informed, good decisions and take control of their lives, but actually without any form of guidance they could be stumbling into all sorts of difficulties and being poorly informed themselves as financial advocates and actually doing a bad job. You know, there is that real possibility. To the Dragons today, I gave the example of John and described John as somebody who lives in the community in his own house but has sort of quite intensive support and care around him. So it may well be that much of his life is being supported by professional carers alongside his family and other people important in his life. But we are talking about people with huge vulnerability and maybe, by definition of the fact they need support with money, limited understanding around money and what money is, and certainly with an introduction of a range of benefits, an individual budget. We could be talking from anything from £300 to £600 a week of money to spend and control and buy lots of things with, including their care, maybe purchase a house. And these are huge, big decisions. And you're talking about people maybe with really limited understanding and experience of money to make those decisions with that need lots of help. I think we said everything that we hoped that we would say. There were some really insightful comments and really helpful comments about, well, you should have done it differently. Maybe you should have started at a different place. And I think ultimately we felt like we gave a good description of what good financial advocacy could be, which was important to us, and what some of the problems and what the needs for the code of practice was. The questions were challenging and stimulating and a bit difficult to answer, but actually that's the very help that we need. So all in all, I felt really pleased with it.
The Guardian.